Hey, this is Eric Anderson. Thanks for taking the time to listen to the audio CD. Let me give you a quick heads up about this interview. This is an interview conducted with myself and Constance Arnold with the Law of Attraction Radio Network. She has a great show called Think, Believe, and Manifest. She was interested in interviewing me about the magic of attitude. So sit back, relax, enjoy the interview, and have an amazing day.
Action Radio Network.
I appreciate you having me. I'm very excited.
Well, so am I. How are you doing today?
I'm always amazing.
I love that. Always amazing. That's a powerful declaration and affirmation from which to live.
It is.
It is. Well, you know, I am so excited. I met you, I guess, about 3 years ago when I first started doing the show. You were at my home, I think.
And I was.
Right, and you came in with another lady that I was doing some work at the time, and just to show you how the spirit moves, here you are 3 years later, and now here we are interviewing.
Yeah, it's incredible where things happen nowadays.
So, Eric, I just love your title, How to Positively Transform Your Life with the Magic of Attitude, but before we get into the just the nitty-gritty of that, please share with our listeners a little bit about who you are and your personal background.
Okay. I currently live here in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm originally from San Diego, California. And when I was born, I was put up for adoption. I was very lucky to be adopted when I was about 2 years old. But because I was being abused in the adoptive home, I was taken out of the home. I was put in state care, and I lived in foster homes and group homes until I was 18 years old. And I know you have listeners just all over the world. So foster care is, I know some people know them as orphanages and so on. So I lived in group homes until I was 18 years old. Now, the one like very consistent thing in this very unstable period of my life was my love for magic. When I was a little kid, I was 5 years old, somebody taught me a magic trick. And now it's a part of every single thing I do today, which is one of my first lessons, is there's always something positive that we could take from something negative. And the reason I say that is the person that taught me this magic trick, my adoptive father, he was the same person that was abusing me, the reason I was taken out of the home. So, you know, but magic gave me something positive to focus on as I was going through this situation. So I'm in and out of homes, approaching the age of 18, and in foster care, at that time, when you hit the age of 18, you age out of the system. And that's basically a polite way of saying that you're on your own now. And so with no real support system, didn't really know anybody, you know, no family to fall back on, you know, I just kind of stepped out on faith and, you know, was with the plan of figuring this thing out. So after I had aged out, I was living in a small apartment for a brief time, and then I joined the Air Force. And again, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no plan. It was just something to do. And the only reason I went down that route is that the recruiter, he called me a number of times saying I would be, good for the Air Force, which kind of surprised me, because at that time, when I took the test to join the Air Force, it was simply a way to get out of class, because I took the test in high school. So I literally went in there, filled in all the bubbles, put my head on the desk, and went to sleep. And I must have filled in the correct bubbles, because he wants me to join the Air Force. And I'm saying I didn't read a thing, right? I just scribbled in the bubbles. And so I guess it was my goal to do that. So I joined the Air Force. I was only in the Air Force for a couple of years. I was able to get out early because of the war and some things that were happening at that time. They were having what they call cutbacks. So I was able to get out early, and I moved back to San Diego. Again, no rhyme or reason, no plan, just something to do. And at one point, I'm working a few different jobs, and at one point, I'm driving a cab, and I'm driving in some of the areas I used to live in. And you know, sometimes you just get fed up with something. Like you have to make a change, right? And so I'm seeing that nothing's going to change. I mean, I can already project my future. I can already see it, and say nothing's going to change unless I change it. So next, I bought a one-way ticket on a bus and moved from San Diego to Atlanta, and have never looked back since. And I moved to Atlanta with the goal of becoming a professional magician, I wanted to entertain at corporations and you know, large companies, and I picked Atlanta because there's lots of corporations based here. And so that's how I arrived in Atlanta.
Wow.
And
well, you know, that's so interesting, and I appreciate you sharing, Eric, because all of us have, you know, difficult situations in our lives, and I really love one principle in your book where you talk about learning how to deal with the cards that have been dealt to you. So it sounds like that you made a decision. I may not know all the hows of this thing, but I do know that I do want to change my life.
Right, exactly. And I'm glad you said that about the cards that you were dealt and the fact that sharing my story, but I share my story because we all have a story, right? And sometimes what we do is we discount, right? We automatically delete, edit, self-edit our own experience and our own knowledge. But usually that's where we're going to find and create the most impact in our life by, one, dealing with it, but that's where we get our source of power because we all have stories within us. But most of us tend to hide those stories, and I'm a big believer in not hiding it, but sharing it.
And so you believe that for people who are listening all over the world tonight, Eric, that maybe those really difficult situations, those challenging situations, those situations where people might feel, will I ever come out of this thing, might be the foundation for success, for change, and to really begin to alter their thinking and their believing.
Yes, and that might be, I believe it is. Huh. It is the foundation for success. And the reason I say that is because people, we tend to hide what we don't want people to know about us. So for the longest, and using myself as an example in this particular case, you know, for the longest, I never told anybody that I grew up in foster care because, you know, people would say, you know, just in casual conversation, people would say, oh, where are you from? Where's your family from? And I would start to fib and tell these lies and make up stuff because I didn't know how to answer the question because I knew that question would bring more questions. Mm-hmm. And I was just afraid of answering it, somewhat embarrassed, had no reason to be, but I was embarrassed about it. And so I remember I told somebody I was from Bluefield, West Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Well, one day I was driving through Bluefield, actually. And I said, I see why people gave me that weird look now. Like, and not that Bluefield's a bad place, but they said, yeah, you're from Bluefield. Okay, yeah, okay. I believe our you know, what's the book? The story of Acres of Diamonds?
Right.
Right, and you know, we find, you know, our fortune is in our own backyard.
But so many people choose not to deal with their past or acknowledge it, and it holds them back. So I want our listeners to really look at Exhibit A of a man who made a decision that I'm going to really deal with the cards that have been dealt with me and really in those difficult places, use that foundationally to go to the next level. So you have to have changed your attitude. And I love when you talk about the magic of attitude. So what is that and why is it important? And how can my listeners begin to implement it in their lives?
Okay. Well, first thing is, if you look at it, so when I looked at the card that was dealt, right, I at one point said to myself, why do I have to live my life according to the cards I was dealt? Why can't I go through the deck, pick out the cards that I want, put those cards in a particular order, and then live my life according to those cards? So that's what I did. I basically started creating goals and some other things we'll talk about. But basically what that allowed me to do is I was now able to anticipate change. I'm not saying anything was perfect. It wasn't. But now I had a plan. I had a vision. And I knew the next card on the deck. I knew the next card on the deck because I stacked the deck. Right? I set the deck up for myself. And knowing what I know about cards and being a magician, I know how to do those things with cards. So I said, the best thing to do is just to apply it to my own life, and it, you know, completely changed everything. And
you know, I love the point that you said you chose. And for our listeners out there tonight, you said you chose to make a decision. Well, I can choose whichever cards I want to, and line my life with that. And it was a quality decision that you made.
and that's the key, is decision, is deciding. You know, once we make a decision, things change. But the problem is we take so long to make a decision. But once we make it, things change. So the goal is, how do you get to that decision-making process much faster? It's to make a decision, right? It sounds simplistic, and it is, but we procrastinate.
And so for someone out there tonight, what are some principles in that whole topic of the magic of attitude that they can begin to apply in their lives if they're in a really difficult place? How can they shift, alter their attitude right now if they're in a really difficult place?
Okay, well, I've for this interview, I put together 7 of them that I, you know, live my life by, and there's other things in the book and all that good stuff. But the first, and these are in a particular order, the first is understanding that you must experience success from scratch. Okay, the principle of succeeding from scratch. So here's what that means. Now, we all are given advantages in life. We all have advantages. And I'm a firm believer in taking advantage of those advantages. But sometimes, so let's just use the example, if in a business, if someone is successful in business, but they're only successful because, let's say, their husband or wife is giving them the contracts, right? Because that person has a particular position at another job, right? And they're giving them, handing them the contracts. Well, yes, you are succeeding, but you did not succeed from scratch. So I believe in, yes, taking advantage of that, but at the same time, you must be able to start from zero and build from there. So if that advantage is taken away from you for whatever reason, and they oftentimes are, you can still experience success, right?
So
the first is, yes, it is succeeding from scratch and starting exactly where you are right now, you know, starting where you stand. Many times we put ourselves in a position and we are waiting for things to be perfect instead of just getting started, right? And I always say, you know, show me a perfectionist and I'll show you somebody who's not accomplishing as much as they could.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's just, I mean, you know, I mean, I used to think I was a perfectionist and I realized I wasn't as successful as I could have been. So start where you stand. That's number one, succeeding from scratch.
And what's number two, Eric?
Number two, very clear goals, right? Very, very clear goals. So when I moved to Atlanta, again, no support system, no nothing, didn't know a soul, I had one goal, and that goal was to become a professional magician. And so it was a very, very clear, defined goal. Now, what's also interesting about, you know, a very clear goal is usually it could be measured in some way. Right? So you either know you're on target or you're not. If you're not on target, you can shift, you can make some changes, but it's usually something that can be measured in some way. So in business, the way things are measured is through, you know, units, and that's called money. Right? So you either know you're hitting your goal or you're not, but you have some way of measuring it. So very, very clear goals that could be measured.
And I talk about that a lot on the show, Eric, and they know that's my little soapbox that I stand on every week about writing out your goals and having clear intentions. And Jack Canfield said that a clear goal is just a cornerstone for success. And so when you came to Atlanta, you knew I'm going to become a magician. And you said within 1 year, I'm going to be at a certain destination. Is that what you did?
At that time, it wasn't, I just had the goal of becoming a magician.
All right.
I'd written goals. I don't think I had actually had a time frame at that particular time, because I knew as soon as I stepped foot here, it was going to happen. So it had to happen because I didn't have any money. So, right. So there was, the time frame was now.
Okay.
That was my goal. But yeah, in writing goals, you know, it's, you know, you got to have a definite, start date, end date, you know, and I believe in rewarding yourself. Like, so when you achieve a goal, reward yourself. So oftentimes there's something that we want. It could be a book. It could be taking yourself out to dinner. It doesn't have to be something big, but reward yourself when you accomplish that goal. Okay. But something else a lot of people don't talk about is, I'm also a big believer in there has to be a consequence, right? Because life has consequences. You know, if we do something, or we don't do something, there's a consequence. So if I do not achieve a goal, there's a consequence for it. It may be getting rid of something that I'm really proud of. I just have to give it away. It may be, you know, something along those lines. Nothing major, but there has to be a consequence. So again, that helps create positive momentum, because when I, you know, sign the contract with myself, not necessarily literally, I mean, in some senses, but not necessarily literally, but when I sign the contract with myself, I gotta achieve this, because otherwise I'm going to get rid of X,
right?
And I can't wait to do Y when I do it, you know.
Okay, and what's number three?
Number three is creating your own success environment. Creating your own success environment.
That sounds interesting. What do you mean by that, Eric?
Okay, so here's what I mean. And this is different for each person, but we all have something, an environment, an area, someplace, you should have someplace in your home that allows you to be at your best, okay? At your absolute best. So it can be, like, for me, as an example, I have, I have my home, and then I have a home away from home, that this is where I could just, it could be messed up, I could stick stuff all over the walls, I could do whatever, I could have pictures, I could, you know, have my motivational tape spread around, I could do all this, because I'm surrounded by what makes me successful. Mm. What I feel makes me successful, or know makes me successful. So there's things plastered on the wall, there's pictures, there's quotations, there's income goals, there's targets I need to reach. You know, I call one of my rooms the Wizard War Room, right? And there's calendars, there's everything, I mean, just everything what you can imagine, just plastered everywhere. There's post-it notes stuck all on the walls, the doors. You go into the bathroom in this place, there's images that, you know, things I'm moving towards. There's things stuck on the refrigerator. There's things stuck on the ceiling, right? So, like I said, home away from home, when I'm resting, I can look up and read the stuff, mm-hmm. right? So it's everywhere. And that's what I personally need to move forward to be successful, because I'm constantly surrounded by it, and I'm always reminded, right? So sometimes what happens is we have these goals, but we have nothing to remind us. We have nothing to remind us, so therefore
that's
we...
That's a great principle.
Yeah, yes, it's absolutely powerful. And I was talking with a friend of mine, and she said, would you ever invite anybody, like, to your home away from home? Like, and I said, I would, but it's not necessarily for that. It's for me, right? And so when, you know, I've been in relationships, married, and all this sort of stuff, and that's great, but sometimes we find ourselves in these situations, and we tend to subdue ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I'm a big believer, you cannot, you need a closet, something. You need some sort of space that you can just go and just see what makes you successful. And that will change from person to person, but I just gave you an example of what I need. So,
right.
I mean, when I say everything's around, everything's around.
Well, you know, I'm a little different. I'm a woman and a female, obviously. And I have my office. I have three levels in my home, and I have my office downstairs. And that's like my... That's where my creativity flows. It's beautiful. There's a lot of light, a lot of color. I have two chairs. I have my meditation chair. And so that's what works for me. And just like Eric said, I think I call it my prayer chamber. I have candles and all of that. And I feel very creative when I come down here. And so I think that's a great principle that you're sharing, Eric, with people all over the world tonight.
Awesome. I appreciate that. And again, the key is when you're setting yours up, remember it's what you need. You know, so for the listeners, it's what you need. If you need candles, that's great. If you need stuff plastered on the wall, that's great. If you need whatever, you might need a pen. I have no idea.
Right.
But it's what you need to feel successful.
Good. And what's number four?
Number four is the principle of momentum by taking massive action. Massive
action.
That. Yeah. And one of my favorite quotes is his name is Gary Halbert, and he said, "Movement beats meditation. Movement beats meditation." So, if you're trying to achieve something, so sometimes it's just better, yeah, to think about it, but just next, just go out and do something. Just start walking, you know, just something, and you'll find yourself closer to it. So principle of massive action, and one of my mentors taught me, once you have an idea, right, once you have an idea, you have 24 hours to start to implement the idea. Okay, now I'm not saying it's going to be completed in 24 hours, but you have 24 hours to start putting something in play, therefore creating positive momentum, moving you towards this particular goal, this accomplishing whatever this is. So the principle of massive action.
That's a big key, because I know, you know, I'm on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and, you know, I have a lot of guests who talk about meditation. I believe in that, and visualization. I also believe in that. But I have a saying that God blesses movement, that when you begin to move, that the whole universe conspires to help you, to move you upward, to expand you. And I know so many people are praying and, oh God, you know, and I tell people, get up and do something, make a phone call, send an email, like you said, go outside, go walking around the block. And I think what you're sharing is a very powerful principle.
Yeah, and it's two parts. I mean, I believe in manifesting, starting from scratch and starting with zero and creating. But it's two parts. The one part is you have to visualize it, you have to write it down, you have to do, you know, all of that stuff. But the second part to it is action. Massive action. You have to accomplish, you have to do something. And when you said the universe, I was speaking with a friend about it, and I said, you know, do you have this experience that even, and I was explaining to him, even when I'm working on something, it's like moving towards the goal, but it may not be because of what I'm actually working on at that time. And so what I shared is, I said, I believe the universe, once you start, the universe repays you in other ways. So other opportunities come through that have like nothing to do with actually what I'm working on at that time, but they come through because I believe the universe pays you back, you know,
so
for taking action.
Well, yeah. You know, a great example would be that you emailed me or called me, and I hadn't heard from you in 3 years. And had you not done that, you probably wouldn't be on my show. And so, had you not made the phone call and said, right, Constance, how are you doing? And that's just a great example.
Right. And again, the purpose was, since I've known about your show, I said I would love to be in your show. But that wasn't the purpose for me emailing.
Absolutely.
I was emailing you about something entirely different.
Absolutely.
Right? And, yeah.
Wow. And what's the next principle?
Number five is becoming bulletproof. When I say bulletproof, I mean bulletproof to criticism. Okay? Because what happens when we start to move towards our goals, when we start to, you know, like achieve, when we do something different, oftentimes the people closest to us, oftentimes the people around us, will have criticism as to why we're doing what we're doing. You know, why don't you just, you know, stick with the status quo? Why are you trying to go do X, whatever that happens to be? And you must absolutely become bulletproof to those comments. Because if not, those people are going to talk you out of your dream, talk you out of what you're supposed to be doing, talk you out of starting that business, talk you out of, you know, going back to school, just whatever it is. They're going to talk you out of it. And oftentimes they believe they're actually helping you, but the truth is you have to ignore it. You know, you have to stand strong and move towards your goals.
So true. And so, Eric, it's very important who you have in your life.
Yeah, it's extremely important. I mean, I believe you need accountability partners.
Right. And then you need people who are not negative, who are not jealous. And I'm coaching a lot of people where, you know, their spouses feel insecure because they feel that the other spouse is leaving them and expanding. And it's very crucial who you have in your life if you're thinking big and dreaming big and living life in a very bold way.
Yeah, and the easiest way to do it is to get around people that are, you know, that believe in abundance, because when you think about it, for somebody, and they may not be doing it consciously, but there's for people that are criticizing you, trying to hold you back, there's what I like to call it, their own personal psychology is lacking, right? It believes in lack of abundance. It believes in there's only so much opportunity, not realizing there's endless opportunity. There's abundance everywhere, right? You have to go search for it. You may have to find it, you know, but it's there. So like I said, they think they're helping you, but in fact, it's really hurting you, and you must get, I won't say get rid of, but you must. You must surround yourself, that's a better way of putting it, surround yourself with people that, you know, so it goes back to your success environment. See, so I don't have any TVs in this place, nothing. I don't hear the news, nothing like that. So it balances it out. In my case, it's actually, there's more the positive than the negative, because I try to stay around that, but you have to have something at least to balance it out, at least, at minimum.
So true. You
have to become bulletproof.
And what's your next principle, Eric?
Number six is not being afraid to reinvent yourself. Not being afraid to reinvent yourself.
And that one is so needed today in today's society with everything that's going on and with the global economics and how things are just shifting and changing.
Yeah, you have to, you know, and, you know, sometimes we don't do stuff because, again, we're afraid of what other people, and that's why these are in a particular order, these principles. But we're afraid of what other people think of us. We're afraid of, you know, possibly failing. We have all these limiting beliefs that is really just stuff we've conjured up in our own mind, right? But there's nothing wrong with reinventing yourself. I believe every year and a half, couple of years, you need to take a serious look at reinventing yourself. And the most powerful way to do it is to take a pencil, pen, piece of paper, and start to write out who you want to be. And I mean, like, extreme detail, how you would dress, how you would act, places you want to live. And that's a little different than goals. But exactly, you know, who you want to be as a person, as this, I'm sorry, new person, right? Who you want to hang around. And, you know, you'll start to move towards that and then just start living. It's almost like writing a script for an actor. And then just start living out that script, right? And so start dressing that particular way.
So, Eric, give me an example of how you have implemented that principle in your life. You wrote out what you wanted to be or do or have or experience, and so now you're walking in that. Give me one example of that in your own life personally.
Okay. Well, when I moved to Atlanta, I was living in a place called Bowen Homes. It was a really, really bad part of town at the time.
Ooh, I know where that is.
Right, yeah. And so you know what I'm talking
Absolutely.
About. So, right, so that's where I was staying, but I didn't let that particular place define me. So I said, okay, who do I want to be? Where do I want to live? I started to, write this stuff out, and then at the same time started to drive into neighborhoods that I wanted to live in, right, that I saw, you know, nice big homes and all of this stuff. And, you know, over time, I moved into not one of those neighborhoods, but a neighborhood like those neighborhoods. So I was able to, you know, achieve the success because I had a plan. I had a vision. I knew exactly what I wanted. So to give you a more precise example, so when I wrote out who I wanted to be as a corporate magician, right? Because remember, I wanted to entertain corporations.
Right.
I told myself exactly how I was going to dress. So that was one of the things I had on the list. And dressing for me at that time was in suits, right? I wanted to wear a suit every single day because I understand how people perceive you and all that. So, again, I've always worked for myself for the last, I guess, 18 years. I've been self-employed and a business owner. But even when I was working for my home office, I would get up, I would put, you know, the suit on and go into the other room and go to work.
Okay.
Even though I'm not leaving.
Okay, Eric, you would put your suit on, go into the other room, and go to work.
And go to work. And I'm not exaggerating. Right? I was telling a friend that the other day because now I'm a little more lax with it. Right? a lot more lax with it. But I said, that's what I needed because that's who I wanted to be. So in order to be that person, I had to start being that person.
I understand. That's a powerful example. For our listeners out there. And if you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Eric Anderson, and he's talking about how to positively transform your life with the magic of attitude. And you've given us some great principles. Eric, what's the next principle?
The final one, number seven, is time management, becoming a master of your time. You know, one of my favorite quotes is by Lou Holtz, that he says, killing time is not murder, it's suicide.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's a drastic quote, but it's also very, very powerful. And, you know, we all have, you know, we have no idea how long we're here, right? But for the time we are here, we all have 24 hours in a day. And, you know, you could predict somebody's success, you know, simply based on how they choose to spend their time. And a better way of saying it, how they choose to invest their time, right? So you have to become time conscious. You have to, you know, so when you and I know you're very time conscious, and we've never even talked about this, but when you and I spoke earlier today about this interview, I called you somewhat out of the blue, right? Because you had left a message, but I called you out of the blue. And I said, my exact words, I said, did I catch you at a good time? You said, oh, now it's fine. I'll give you about 10 minutes, right?
I think so I did say that.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said, because I took note of it, right?
Right.
And I'm very conscious of this stuff. But what you did is you had blocked it out. You didn't say, oh, yeah, let's just talk, because when you just talk, it could go on and on and on and on. Right, so you're mentally prepared for 10 minutes. It didn't take that long, but you're mentally prepared for that much time.
Right.
And that's a powerful thing. That's a powerful thing. So I know you're very conscious of your time. But again, going back to, you know, people critiquing you, people will also, you know, take your time from you, right? Take your time. Your time is, that's your life. You know, that's your life. That's how all of this stuff is achieved. So becoming a master of your time is absolutely critical and important.
It is. Somebody asked me about a new series. Had I seen Scandal and all of these other things? And I said, no, I haven't. I don't have time for that. And they're just like, Constance, come on. And I said, I know that's a very popular series, but I'm writing an ebook. And, you know, I have a radio show. I'm coaching. I have my own business. And so you're so right. I think time is so valuable. That's an awesome principle. And you didn't include this one, but I want you to talk just a little bit about the magic of perception. Because sometimes when people are in different situations or circumstances, or they're going through certain experiences, their perception of success or the world or what they could do, be, or have needs to change. So what would you share with people about perception tonight?
The magic of perception, it's, okay, and I've tried to move forward. We have a lot of limiting beliefs. Some of those beliefs are our own, and some are how other people perceive us, right? So I said in my life, again, that goes back to me, you know, I'll share that in a second. But I said in my life, what is holding me back? What do I believe is holding me back? And I said one of them is how people perceive me at that time in my life. So the biggest thing, and I call it the million-dollar difference, right, the thing that makes the difference, one of the biggest changes I made in my life at that time, and still follow to this day, is I figured out a way to somewhat control how people perceive me, okay? And it was simply changing my clothes, looking like I deserve to be treated with respect, and therefore I got treated with respect. So for me, it was simply putting on a suit and tie, right? Now we live in a world where we say you should be able to wear what you want and people shouldn't judge you. You never judge a book by its cover, right? But that's not the way the world works. We all judge books by the cover.
Absolutely.
Right? And your cover is what you're wearing. So people judge what you're wearing. They judge you. They make assumptions about you, all based on how you look. So I said, well, if I can, and one thing I learned from the art of magic as a magician is magic is simply about, if you take the entertainment, it's about changing people's perceptions. So I said, well, how can I change how people perceive me? And I said, well, just change your clothes. And because I did that, opportunity started to open up, right? People thought I was more intelligent than I was. People, I mean, they just gave me opportunities because there's a great magician, his name is Di Vernon. He said, if you want to succeed as a magician, learn how to use a knife and fork, right? And it's just talk about just basic manners. Right, but all of these opportunities opened up to me because I looked like I knew how to use a knife and fork. I changed how I dressed. So that's the magic perception. And,
right.
And
you
when
know,
we change
so,
our...
It's so interesting when you said that. I thought of myself when I was, you know, 15 years ago, and And I bought one Armani suit from a consignment shop. And every time I put that suit on, I just felt wonderful. And interestingly enough, whenever I wore it, it was very conservative. But when I wore that suit, people would say, "Wow, what a beautiful suit. Wow." And I really got treated differently. And that's nothing but the truth. And I thank you for sharing that example because I certainly have used that principle in my life. And that one Armani suit opened many doors for me. I had it on layaway at the time at the consignment shop because I couldn't afford it. And the lady let me pay, but that was one of the best investments that I've ever made.
It's a powerful thing. And like you said, the second part to it is you doing it, like you putting on the suit in this particular case, but it's also how people treat you and then you feel better about yourself. Right? Right. That's what's amazing about it.
That is so true. Well, Eric, I wish we had more time, but I realize that you have a special offer for listeners tonight. So share out with our listeners all over the world tonight what that offer is. And then I want you to talk about your website, how people can contact you for speaking engagements, how they can get your book, etc.
Okay. Well, the offer is actually the book. I have the author of the book, The Magic of Attitude. And I want to give all of your listeners a free copy of the book. And sometimes when people think free, they think it has no value. This is actually a book that my clients invest in, and my speaking engagements, this is one of the products people invest in at the back of the room, and I want to give it all of your listeners a free copy. So
let me
here's
say
how you.
something about that. That is very generous of you, and that tells me that you definitely have an abundance consciousness.
Right, and it goes back to my personal psychology. I mean, I'm a big believer in, the more value you give, the more value that comes back to you. And not because I'm looking for something, but it's just the way the universe works. You put out and it comes back. So if they want to receive a free copy of the book, they could go to my website, and the website is www.erictyleranderson.com. That's ERIC. TYLERANDERSON.com/constance, your name, .html. So it's erictyleranderson.com/constance.html. So that's /CONSTANCE.html. And when they go there, they'll see how they can get a free copy of the book. They just put in an email, and I'm going to send them a copy of the book. And this is the book is actually a hard copy, but they're going to receive a PDF copy of the book. So I think that's fair. Otherwise, I would,
Right. Thank you so much for that. And
I
how can people
appreciate that.
contact you about speaking engagements corporately? What is your contact information?
Okay, they can, again, go to the website, erictyleranderson.com, and all my information is there. They can also reach me at area code 404-286-2973. That's my phone number. That's the office phone number. And that's the best way to reach me. And or they could go to the website, www.erictyleranderson.com.
Eric, I am so glad that we connected again. I said that it was a divine connection, and we don't even know everything that will even emerge as a result of your reaching out to contact me. I think that this is just the beginning of it. And so, in closing, what would you like to leave with listeners all over the world tonight?
It's simply, I'm the magician with a message, and I'm a big believer in anything is possible. Doesn't matter what your past, doesn't matter what you've gone through, doesn't matter what you're going through now, it doesn't matter what card you are dealt, you can take and stack the deck in your
Thanks for
favor
joining
and live
us
your life
today
according
on
to your
Think,
own cards.
Believe,
And
and
that's what I want
Manifest.
everybody to
We'll be
leave
back
with. And
next
it's,
week with another great
possible.
show.
You
For
can
more
believe it.
information,
Matter of
go
taking
to
massive action, starting to understand all the principles that
fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
we share. And it's doable. And you will do it. You just have to create that positive momentum.
Thank you, Eric. You've been an awesome and a powerful guest.